2 Chronicles, chapter 36. Our final study, our final chapter in 2 Chronicles, we begin in verse 1. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and made him king in Jerusalem in place of his father. The people, it says, chose Jehoahaz, and they chose him over his older brother Eliakim. And it could be they may have wanted Jehoahaz because he was not going to take any garbage from Egypt, and perhaps Eliakim would have been a little softer on Egypt. So they chose him, and it says in verse 2, Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And he was only king for 3 months, but 3 months was long enough for him to reintroduce idolatry in the land after his father, good King Josiah, had cleaned the place up. 3, the king of Egypt dethroned him in Jerusalem and imposed on Judah a levy of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. Egypt removed Jehoahaz from office. And I ask the question, will idolaters ever learn that thou shalt not have any other gods before the Lord God Almighty? Verse 4. The king of Egypt made Eliakim, a brother of Jehoahaz, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took Eliakim's brother, Jehoahaz, and carried him off to Egypt. And so Jehoahaz is taken down to Egypt, which is where he eventually died. Verse 5. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God. And so the new king did nothing to restrain the sin of idolatry and all the other sin that went right along with it. Verse 6. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked him and bound him with bronze shackles to take him to Babylon. And this happened in 603 BC. The prideful, idolatrous king of Israel is taken to Babylon in chains. Verse 7. Nebuchadnezzar also took to Babylon articles from the temple of the Lord and put them in his temple there. And so the king of Babylon robbed the holy temple of God and put the valuable items that were there in the temple of his God back in Babylon. Verse 8. The other events of Jehoiakim's reign, the detestable things he did, and all that was found against him are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. And his detestable things, as they are called here, included idolatry and other assorted wickedness. Verse 9. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Well, Jehoiachin simply continued in the wickedness of the kings that went before him. 10. In the spring, Nebuchadnezzar sent for him and brought him to Babylon together with articles of value from the temple of the Lord, and he made Jehoiachin's uncle Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem. Whatever valuables the king of Babylon wanted, he took. And the nation is quickly crumbling, and yet they still do not repent. And the final king of Judah now comes to the throne, Zedekiah. Verse 11. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. And really, the only people left for him to reign over were the blue-collar workers and farmers, because all the other people who had skills, and I hate to say that blue-collar workers and farmers don't have skills, they certainly do. That's all I've been, was a blue-collar worker. Never did any farmers, but boy, anybody who doesn't think that they don't have skills doesn't know what they're talking about. But I suppose, you know, the artist and doctors and things like that, all those people had already been taken to Babylon to be used by them. Verse 12. Talking about Zedekiah, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord. And so even though the Lord was punishing him and the nation, the king would not respond to the word of God and repent, and neither would the people. Verse 13. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. And it is a frightening part of God's wrath when he gives a sinner over to their sin. Letting them do their sinful thing is the most severe form of punishment. It results in a hard heart, God giving sinners over to the desires of their heart. 14. Furthermore, all the leaders of the priests and the people became more and more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The people were as bad as their king, as they practiced their heathen customs and offered their idolatrous sacrifices in the temple of God. Things were just going downhill very quickly. 15. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on the people and on his dwelling place. And so you can see the heart of God here. He wanted to save his people from the punishment that they were bringing upon themselves with their sin. But they just would not listen to the word of God. Their hearts were hard. 16. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. And so they pushed God too far with their sin. Judah reached the point of no return. 17. He brought up against them the king of the Babylonians, who killed their young men with the sword in the sanctuary, and spared neither young man nor young woman, old man or aged. God handed all of them over to Nebuchadnezzar, and this happened in 587 BC. In 587 BC, after Babylon laid siege to Jerusalem for a year and a half, the city was captured, and the people were taken captive, anyone who was left. 18. He carried to Babylon all the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord's temple, and the treasures of the king and his officials. And so basically Babylon took anything and everything that was worth something. 19. They set fire to God's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burned all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. The city was ransacked and destroyed. I mean, the whole place was just totally laid waste. And I can't help but think of what the kingdom was like in Solomon's day, when it was the most glorious kingdom on earth, the wealthiest kingdom on earth, and people came from all over the world to look at this, at Jerusalem and the Holy Temple, and to listen to this wisdom of Solomon. And they were held in such high honor among the people around them. And now this, totally laid waste. What brought about the change? What brought about it? Sin. Total rebellion against God. And God said it would happen if they did that. And it did. It came to pass. 20. He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant who escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and his sons until the kingdom of Persia came to power. And so that's talking about the blue-collar workers and the farmers. They are now deported and used as slaves in Babylon. 21. The land enjoyed its Sabbath rest all the time of its desolation it rested, until the 70 years were completed in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. So there was to be a Sabbath. According to the law of God, there was to be a Sabbath year of rest for all the people and even the land. Every 7 years, there was to be a year of rest when nobody did anything. Nobody did any regular work, and the land rested from growing crops. Well, that command had been ignored for 490 years. That means that the land missed out on 70 years of rest because of the disobedience and the greed of the people. Well, as punishment for their sin, Israel will be out of their land for 70 years. And among other things that will be accomplished during that time, the land will have its rests, its 70 Sabbaths that it missed. Verse 22. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it into writing. Well, the Babylonian Empire that captured Jerusalem and Israel was eventually conquered itself by the Medes and the Persians. And then God moved Cyrus, the king of Persia, to issue a decree concerning the Israelites who were now under their control. 23. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Anyone of his people among you, may the Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Well, the wrath of God against his people eventually ran its course. The 70 years of punishment for all their sins was over, and they were free to return to Israel. And we will pick up the story of their return next time when we begin the book of Ezra. Until then, so long, everyone.